So, yes, we're going to talk a bit about DEFCON 201 before Vi has to run off again. Vi, could you reintroduce yourself again?
Hey, I'm Vi Gray. I was in New York City for a couple months last summer, met everyone in the DEFCON 201 group.
Yeah, you attended one of our meetings last year.
A couple.
Yeah.
As often as I could.
Yep.
But.
And if you could introduce yourself, sir.
So, I'm Zero Cell, and...
Closer.
Yes. I'm Zero Cell, and basically, I suck at radio etiquette. I walked in eating a pizza. Hello, Hope. Hi, Mom.
Woo! Just loading up something here.
I think pizza's the correct way to walk into a radio interview.
Exactly.
Perhaps.
I wish we had more pizza here at Radio Statler. So,
it is New York City, after all.
Real quick, because I know you have to bolt soon. I remember, Vi, that I literally remember the meeting that you went at. That we attended, and we were at the place called the Maker Bar in Hoboken. Just to clarify, we are now, and we're going to be meeting here in August. We meet every third Friday of the month. We have a new location in Jersey City, which is called the Wealth Cafe, spelled like W Health Cafe. Believe it or not, so, because you haven't been there, they actually give us the keys to the place.
Oh.
So we actually lock it up at the end and everything, and we can stay there as long as we want.
I just remember how complicated things got at the Maker Bar a couple of times.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
I don't know if we'll tell about some of those stories, but just let them know there were dragons.
Yeah.
But yeah, I remember you were like, you came from where again we were visiting?
A really tiny town in southeast Minnesota called Plainview.
Yes.
About 2,500 to 3,000 people.
And so you went from there to, like, a place where you can't sneeze without hitting 8,000 people.
Yeah, no one walks fast enough, in my opinion.
I don't think they ever do. And, yeah, you were kind of, like, hunched over in a corner, and I was like, oh, cool, I have a new person. And I'm like, hi, new person. And he's like, oh, I'm fine, I see you. And I'm like, so you're into, and I'm going to box this up, but you said something like, oh, yeah, no, I do, I just blanked out here. It's using as IoT devices to do. I just blanked out. Yeah.
It was the first project I think I showed you was a dial-up modem audio engine thing.
Yes.
So I wanted to figure out how audio engineering worked, not exactly like mixing and stuff like that, but literally creating the sound waves from scratch.
Right. Yes, I remember.
And very screechy 300 baud connections, which a couple of people picked up on, and just 300 baud. It's a Bell 103 right there.
I've been told I can emulate the screech of a Bell 103, but I won't do it on. Wait, am I too far from the?
Yeah.
So I've been told I could emulate the screech of a Bell 103, but I probably won't do it on the radio. Unless I'm sitting far away from the mic where it won't damage your ears.
Yeah, I think that'd be better to say that for Saturday where we'll be so too drunk we won't be able to hear you.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, you started off with that. I remember you were like, oh, you know, I follow some people, but I don't really know everyone. And now you're here, your first Hope, first big talk. You're like, famous giant Xmas comes up to you. He's going to interview you later on the radio. How's that transition been for you?
It's been a little weird. As I mentioned before, I'm doing a talk on NES-related stuff. That kind of unintentionally happened because I wanted to just see if I could make my resume also a copy of Super Mario Bros. As like a proof of concept.
This is why we love him, by the way, at DEFCON 201, because that's a good line of thinking.
I couldn't end up getting it done. I thought it was because I didn't know how NES ROMs worked, so I learned how to program it in 6502 assembly. Took like a day for that, and then wanted to make the hackerspace for like Rochester, Minnesota, the Toy Makers' hackerspace
a
Christmas present. And so I learned how the NES ended up working. It turned out it wasn't the NES that I didn't have a good enough understanding of, it was PDFs that I didn't have a good enough understanding of.
That's okay, most people don't understand PDFs either.
And I still haven't made a resume that's also an NES ROM, but I know how to do it now, I just haven't had the time yet. I just kind of fell down a rabbit hole instead.
That's fine, and that rabbit hole ends in Jersey City with DEFCON 201. So while we're here, just bring back to DEFCON 201, and you can be as brutally honest as you want, because I often fall off a cliff and forget things. What was your opinion of that first meeting that you attended? Like, what did you like about it? What did you just think about it?
The first thing I ended up seeing / remembering was someone handed me a beer, and just like, holy crap, this is so different from what I'm used to.
Training for Hope.
It's obviously. But yeah, there were a couple of talks going on, and just seeing people that I remembered seeing videos of doing presentations and going, holy crap, there's a lot of these people here. Yeah. This is so weird.
One of the craziest things about doing DEF CON 201 is, you know, there's always that saying, which is mostly true, that, like, especially New Yorkers do not want to come out to New Jersey, but we're in a place that's called Hudson County, and so a lot of Hudson County, thanks to the path and buses, directly connect to the Manhattan Island. So we actually get a good amount of pull, not just from New York City, but everywhere. Two people who are having a talk on, when is that talk? It's on Saturday. Yes, at 10 a.m. on Saturday, called Inspiring the Next Generation of Hackers. Her name's Bia. She's our youngest member at 11, if I remember correctly.
Oh.
Yeah. And
I think I remember seeing a picture of her doing the presentation.
With Hev Hacker. Mm-hmm. And what was I getting with this? And they live in Pennsylvania.
Oh.
They drive all the way from East Pennsylvania just to come to the DEF CON 201 meetings. I remember I found that I was flattered as heck.
Wasn't PumpCon in Pennsylvania as well? I remember a bunch of people were gone for PumpCon, and then some other people were just like, you gotta be here and or PumpCon.
And Neo got kidnapped. That's a story I'm gonna ask him later, because that's always a fun experience. We meet 35 every month. Kind of the pattern that happens real quick as the other one part of DEF CON 201 is taking a real quick jump out. We usually meet 7 to 10, and the first hour, we just kind of schmooze around, a lot of us share GPG keys, just kind of shoot the shit. And then usually starting at 8, we do lightning talks or short presentations, and you've done at least one or two of those.
In person, one over like a YouTube live stream, which we had to have a better setup next time. But
no, we do. We do. You'd be shocked at how good the internet is at the cafe.
Okay, good.
The in-person talk, you were doing something interesting with authentication, USB keys, if I remember correctly.
It was essentially a USB rubber ducky that quickly writes a Bash RC file thing. So it'll create a quick, essentially alias function in Bash or ZSH or whatever you end up using, that pretends to be the sudo password prompt. Mm-hmm. So then it types that in, it passes the password to the correct sudo, so afterwards no one noticed that you just stole their password or just ran some other things as root.
Yep, the most classic phishing man in the middle right there. Mm-hmm. Yes. We usually do that, and then we try to work on open projects, and with August we're really putting a shot in the butt with that. I'm going to bring back a project that's been dear to my heart, which is using instances of OpenStreetMaps to kind of map just the general text starting in Jersey City and expanding outward. So we're using the payphones. Yes, we actually still have payphones out there, and some of them technically work, but they're just kind of there as waypoints. But in between those waypoints, we're going to document what's free Wi-Fi there. Are there any open plugs, shops, hackerspaces, all of that work. So we're actually going to, the way it's going to work is that at our meeting, there's going to be people on laptops that will smooth the input of information. Then we're going to have one or two groups of small people go out and physically walk around and document while using scanning equipment and their smartphones and GPS and things like that to map that whole area out. So I'm really excited for that. I don't want to make you late for your own talk, so it's going to be, I think you should get up there in a minute or two.
Yeah.
But I'm really excited for it. It's been amazing to watch you grow and expand. Don't puke. If you puke, that's what the volunteer staff is for.
This will help loosen me up a little bit.
That also might help with the puke. He's getting nicely. He's actually drinking a Yingling that I managed to pass off to him. Because funny enough, I've been giving beers away here at Hope, and I have a lot of people here. I really need to do the day drinking, and I actually haven't done it yet. So I actually feel like I've grown up a little bit since back in the day. But you're going to have this, you're going to have an interview with Johnny Xmas, if I remember correctly, later.
Radio Stettler. I think it's tomorrow at 8 or something. I'll have to check.
Yes, it is. It's at 8 p.m. It's called Hacking 8-Bit Architecture, if I remember correctly.
I did not get the title for it. I will go with whatever works, because I am not great at titles myself.
So just don't take that as the exact thing right there, but that's what I believe is listed. So before I send you on your merry way, I want to ask, because I don't know if Johnny's going to ask this. This is your first Hope. Congratulations.
Mm-hmm.
Once again, what's the thing you're excited about the most here? And once again, you can't say food or sleep.
I'm not going to have sleep until middle of August. But it's mostly the fact that there's so many people that I've wanted to officially meet that I finally did.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just seeing Johnny and just... Mm-hmm. He didn't necessarily recognize me as much as, I guess... someone. There have been random people who have recognized me, which is weird.
Don't worry, he doesn't recognize anybody.
Yeah, and that's honestly what I was expecting. But I was really not expecting some people to walk up to me and just recognize me out of nowhere. Just like, yeah, I saw your weird Reddit posts and stuff. It's like, this is unusual. It's been weird seeing blue check marks that present at Hope talking to me and just having very natural conversations. They're not just some celebrity on a video. They're a three-dimensional human being.
That's what I love, is that you can come people, you can meet people who have done great research or doing cool projects, or you could go up and kind of like just hand them a beer or water and start chatting. And that's always a fun thing to do. So yes, good luck with your talk, sir. Mm-hmm. And I think we're going to have another person in the booth here. So once again, Vi, good luck with your talk. Okay. All right. Because I think Tyler is coming back in a moment, but I'm going to talk a bit more about DEFCON 21. Jack, I believe, just passed out somewhere that I don't know of. So, yeah. So what I'm going to do, and I'm going to see if I can do the mixing around this since now I know. For all of you out there who are looking at the Radio Settler schedule, we titled this DEFCON 201, where all the radio callers are communists. Some people might get confused about exactly where that title comes from as we're doing... That works. Yeah. Where that title comes from, and it's basically we have many in-jokes in New Jersey. So there's a particularly famous in-joke about a year ago, and it's really hard to explain to me, to people, because people have heard of pigs squeal, they've heard of pigs whine, they've even seen pigs fly, but it's really uncommon to hear pigs talk, especially... with in a human language, and even more so when the human language is English. So I have a short clip here that might be able to kind of clarify things. And just as a warning, there's no real harsh language here, but depending on your opinion about bacon and the circumference of Jupiter, this might be a little disturbing. So here we go, and hopefully this will load.
Mike in Montclair, what's up, Mike?
Governor, next time you want to sit on a beach that is closed to the entire world except you, you put your fat ass in a car and go to one that's open to all your constituents. Not just you and yours.
Interesting, Mike. You know what?
What's that, Doug?
You know, Mike, I love getting calls from communists in Montclair.
Communists in Montclair.
You know,
you're a bully, Governor, like bullies.
You know what? And listen, I'm not the one who came on the air. Hey, hold on, Mike. Mike, I'm not the guy who came on the air, swore on the air.
Who swore?
And so you did.
I kicked the heck out of you.
Yeah, you know, you're swearing on the air, Mike. You're a bum.
You know,
bad optics.
Okay?
Mike,
and
I'd love to come look at your optics every day, buddy. And you know what, Mike? What matters is what you do. That's what matters.
And what have you done?
What I just did was stop polluting the airways with a guy like that. Now, listen, these guys are going to come on and notice they're both from Montclair.
Well, you know what's so funny? Can I just say
that? I told you when the calls came up, I said to
the governor, I said, man, you're popular in Montclair. We got a few guys up. And you're like, no, Evan, I'm not popular in Montclair.
No, there's no chance. You know, in a state like in my state in 2013, when I won 19 out of 21 counties and got 61% of the vote, you know, I lost Montclair. So
they don't like you then.
No. And the editorial page editor of the largest newspaper lives in Montclair. I mean, this is a town that, let's just say, to be charitable, leans leftward.
So,
Mike in Montclair.
Yes, I know that might be kind of shocking to hear. Bovine speak English, but yes, that was our previous governor, Chris Christie of New Jersey, who is no longer a governor anymore, although I do believe he is right now working at the Jersey Shore, making sure that the tilt-a-wheel actually tilts. But yes, to sum up DEFCON 201, because I've started by me and a person named G.I. Jack, who you may have seen on here for a little bit, and you'll see him a lot more later. Again, he's supposed to do this with me, but I'm pretty sure he passed out somewhere because he's notorious for doing that. He's going to be doing a lot of that on Saturday. But we started this back in March in 2007, and we actually celebrated our one-year anniversary back in March. DEFCON groups have a long history of not... surviving more than 4 to 6 months. So the fact that we have lasted over a year and have made a good impact is I'm just extremely excited and happy for that. Some music. And so once again, if you're ever curious about checking out DEFCON 201, our Twitter is DEFCON 201 NJ, all one word. Once again, it's DEFCON, DEFCON 201 NJ. And if you want to follow all of us, including updates on what we're doing and other meetups, I think we're going to have like an informal meetup tomorrow at a certain date, so stay tuned to that. You can find all of our shenanigans at DEFCON, DEFCON 201.org. You can see when our meetups is, so it's 3rd Friday every month. We're meeting at a new place. We're doing lots of new things, a lot of stuff locally in New Jersey. It's really big. You'll probably hear me more talk about this at 11:30 on Saturday. And right now, if I remember correctly, I am actually going up to see if I can bring some. Oh, what are you doing? Okay, I guess someone's kind of curious here. Anyhow, so what I'm going to do is I'm supposed to bring someone down, and I don't know if they got the memo yet, so I'm going to run up and drag them down. And so stay tuned for that. And because I don't have a music box here, I'm going to get something nice and open and open source potentially going here as I run off, and hopefully someone will jump back in here and talk a bit. Hang on a moment here. By the way, we're having a decently good time at Radio Statler. This is every year, it keeps getting smoother and smoother, and I'm always impressed of like how well of an oil machine Radio Statler is. It's one of the reasons why I joined, because I work with a great, great group of people that just, you know, we have sometimes our disagreements and arguments, but at this point we're just basically kind of like family, and I'm always the younger kid that wants to throw all the toys around. So yes, here, let's see if I can pass off onto something here. Music. And again, IRC. Again, I'm in IRC when I can. That's your audio recording. I will make sure to check that out. I'll see if I can potentially air it probably tomorrow, to be honest, unless there's a time agency here. And yes, if you are in IRC, you can join us on the Freenode channel. Sorry, it's not in Freenode. 2600.net IRC. And you pound radio-statler, and that's our main chat. And anytime we have guests on here, if you want to talk to us directly, you go on there, type whatever you want. Don't be shy. And we are always here to interact with our audience here. So let's see if I can bring up something that will hopefully not kill everyone here while I go around, run out, and do the things here. So I believe I'm going to load up some of this. And I'm going to turn the volume down because I don't want to kill everybody. And once this starts, I'm going to run up and wrangle some more guests on here. We're going to get the people from Newsbeat live down here shortly. And we are also going to do QueerCon NYC hopefully coming up. So stay tuned as you listen to some copyright-free music here until someone wants to jump in and shoot the shit. So enjoy.